Remember when Coach Gruden of the Raiders talked about how players are dying to play for the Oakland Raiders?
Mm-hmm.
Players are calling me up. Yeah. I got a cell phone. Players are dying to play for the Raiders.
I remember Howie Long nodding his head like, uh-huh.
What? Did you have a follow-up question? No? Okay.
I don't know whether that's true or not. This would suggest that it may not be true. Remember Ryan Switzer? Ryan Switzer with the Raiders for a while, and they traded him in August to the Steelers. And somebody on Twitter asked Ryan Switzer, man, how lucky was Pitt to trade for you? You've been a real weapon since you got here. Keep it up. And Ryan Switzer replies on Twitter, how lucky was I that they came and got me from where I was?
Wow. Okay.
That's not a player who's dying to play for the Raiders.
That would just prove Gruden's point. It's that you know, he needs people who want to be a Raider. Mm-hmm. He can't wait to be able to spend his money on people he wants.
Bruce Irvin, according to reports, and I don't know, maybe this is apocryphal, after he joined the Falcons, he screamed, I'm free! I'm free! Maybe it's just, you know, he's happy to be his hometown.
That's probably what it was, yeah. Free of having to commute to see my family.
Yeah, maybe then, of course, Dominic Rogers-Cromartie, who just said, yeah.
I'm retired.
I'm done.
I just, you know what?
See you later.
Yeah.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Meanwhile, you know, whatever you thought was going to happen in the future with Marshawn Lynch, it's kind of now it's played out, right? Because you have a guy who's injured and not really close to coming back at all.
Mm-hmm.
He may very well be another guy who at some point just looks back and says, yeah, just we're done here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could rehab it, but for what? You don't want me.
I'm my daughter's official advisor on our football pool where every week you pick a team to win, and then you can't pick that team again. So we're getting towards the towards the back end of the year, and not all the best teams are available to you. I'm seriously suggesting you got to pick Arizona this week.
No,
well,
got to find a better one.
Martavis Bryant and Jordy Nelson are both injured. Martavis Bryant is badly injured.
It's long term.
So promoted from the practice squad, the Raiders this week promoted Saeed Blacknall. So he's going to provide some receiver depth.
Okay. Wow.
I think he played at Penn State?
Yeah. Okay.
That's where it is right now.
Well,
nothing against Saeed Blacknall. Good for him.
No,
but what?
Thank you for making that point, because if you were trying to compete for something or contend, this would be a worrisome moment and people would be saying, well, you had Amari Cooper. But it doesn't matter because they're not trying to win.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how much it frustrates fans, rightfully so, of course, they're not going to change their strategy. They'll promote someone off the practice, but they're not going to go sign a receiver unless they get to a point where they physically don't have enough to even play a game.
So we heard from a Raider fan this week, made some interesting points, because I said, I don't think Gruden knows what he's doing. I think it was Jared called and said, I think we know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's tanking. Are the Raiders in a better position now than they were beginning of the year? Is John Gruden doing, as far as we can tell, a decent job of setting this franchise up for the future? If we try to separate the emotion of what Raider fans are going through and what it's like for pro football fans who've been in the area a long time, are the Raiders setting themselves up for a brighter future?
Yes, they're setting themselves up for a chance at a brighter future. Where it goes, and this is where it broke down in our conversation with Jared, I think for both of us, it's not so much about the opportunity, it's about whether you believe Gruden make the picks. But if you're just talking about what they've done, yeah, they've plowed the field. I mean, you have $75+ million in cap space and 5 first-round picks over the next 2 drafts. So yeah, in terms of restocking your roster, if you make good picks.
Yeah, I just don't see anything in his background suggesting that he's the guy you want making those picks. That doesn't mean he can't do it, mm-hmm. but can he? I don't know. He hasn't proven that he can be, so it's a little iffy there going forward.
That's a real Mark Davis thing. To look at Gruden's record and conclude, even though you could see what happened in Tampa Bay when he started making picks, you can see how that roster got worse. It happened right in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark Davis looked at that and still decided Gruden would be better than Reggie McKenzie at shaping the future roster. Clearly, that's what he decided because he gave Gruden that power.
Here's another thing that I think we've learned from the NBA. I think when you tank the way the Raiders are tanking, it can be very short-sighted because most of their picks are next year, right? When you put all your eggs in that basket, that is, hey, we're going to get a lot of picks this year. You don't always know. It's possible that there won't be a lot of players who are going to make that big of a difference available in that draft.
Mm-hmm. It's always possible.
Yeah, and that was what the method behind the Sixers madness. Tanking year
right.
after year.
Because you're trying to cover your
chances. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Astros did the same. Then let's lose 103 years in a row so that we have a better chance of selecting players who really impact our future sooner rather than later.
Yes.
So
yes.
For the Raiders, I think it's three next year and then two in the following year in the first round. And it's not like you're getting three number one picks or something, but three picks in the first round wherever they wind up falling. And you know, it's as it's played out for the Bears and the Cowboys both, those picks aren't going to be at the top of the draft. They're going to be closer to mid or bottom of the draft.
Now, I heard someone on ESPN today on Get Up. Now, I apologize. I can't remember who it was exactly right now talking to Mike Greenberg, former player. And he was saying where the Raiders were, they were paying too much money. They couldn't pay that much money to Mac and to Carr and then still have enough to build a team around them.
Yes.
Apparently what they thought. And it kind of led credence to your theory that Mark Davis is the one that said, we're not paying Khalil Mack all this money.
Right. Yeah. I question that. I question the strategy and I question the truth of that because I think there are going to wind up being a number of teams that pay two guys a lot of money. There are a number of teams right now that are paying two guys a lot of money.
The mistake was probably paying Carl the money before they paid Mack. Mack should have been the one that got the money first.
But if you think that you have a franchise quarterback, you make sure you lock him down. At least that's been the operating strategy around the NFL. If you have one, get him locked down now. So I think that it's possible, though, Whitey, that what we're really talking about is not how the NFL would operate, but how Mark Davis operates. There might be a lot of other teams that could pay two guys and do, maybe even three. But Mark Davis can't. So now something has to happen. But to me, especially if any Raiders fan would go crazy reading that. It's like, okay, I get it. You don't have enough money to play football. That's what you really say. So now you try and you try and sell us on this ridiculous tear the whole thing down because, you know, maybe Gruden doesn't like the players that much. Instead of just admitting the truth, Mark Davis is underfunded at a level that makes him dangerously poor by NFL standards, and he couldn't even pay two guys long-term big money contracts without wrecking his entire financial picture. If I'm the NFL, I move in and say, we got to fix this, man.
When Gruden went out in the offseason and he got as many aging veterans as he did, do you think that was part of his tanking strategy? I don't. I still think at that time he was entertaining a notion of making a bold run, veteran-laden run at the postseason again.
I think that he might have thought at the time that they would load up for one run. Mm-hmm. Because these are a bunch of one-year contract guys. One run with Mac on the roster, you know, with Lynch on the roster, with Carr as the quarterback.
I don't care if they're older. Give me guys that love football and I'll make them winners.
Right. And then it starts to come around, hey, Mac wants his money now. You know, he wants to do a deal now. At that point, things start changing. I believe that more than and Mark Davis saying, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. I believe that more than I believe that Gruden walked on the practice field one day and said, yeah, they just suck. We just can't do that. I don't believe that. I never believed that.
That was a terrible Gruden, by the way.
No, I'm not doing a Gruden.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing a Gruden. I never would. But I don't believe it anyway. I think it's a lot closer to the truth that Mark Davis just said, I can't do that. I haven't got the money to do that.